Listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia. Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our Healing Day of Prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton Raimondi, on the first Friday of the month, the People's Day of Prayer. Welcome, Anton.
Hi, welcome, and thank you for having me on, and happy Easter to you, happy Octave.
Well, thank you. Happy Octave to you and to all of our listeners. This is such a joyous time, and boy, we're blessed to be able to be on during the Octave. So I want to thank our listeners. We'll start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for being our Lord and God. We thank you for listening to your Father and doing all that you did, dying and rising from the dead, being resurrected so that you can give us joy and everlasting life in heaven for those who believe in you. Lord Jesus, we believe. Help us believe deeper in all of our listeners. Lord, we pray you may bless Anton and myself and all of our listeners today and everybody here at the In His Sign Network so that we may do your perfect will and use this beautiful Catholic radio station to do your perfect will. We pray that hearts may be touched, people may be healed, and your will may be done today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Anton, I was thinking that we took slightly briefly, but we usually start with one of the readings, and you are one of the most well-versed people in the different scriptures, and I always get a good education. Our listeners will, too. So I thought today we'd do the second reading in this weekend's reading. It's from the first book of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one that testifies, and the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Anton, I was thinking, and I looked up what I've read the word so many times, begotten means. He's always heard it, and I've heard it my whole life, but I never really thought about what does begotten mean. And the definition of it was basically created through like a father to a son, a human father, human son. And by Jesus was begotten by God, we always say it. He was that combination of the human part of it in the Blessed Mother Mary and the God part of it in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, combining to become the creator of Jesus. And when they say he's his son, he truly is his son with that, and begotten, his begotten son. I don't know if I'm missing the connotation on begotten son, but I never thought about what did begotten mean. Does that make sense?
Well, sure, yeah. The main thing about the definition is that, you know, Jesus always existed, that he wasn't created after God, the Father, that they were, it existed in all eternity, and they never had a beginning because they were always there. And anytime a person says there was a beginning in the sense that of time, then we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ, who then took on flesh, you see. And so, but we know that God existed, like, from the very beginning of I just used the word beginning, but in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, right, where when God, the Trinity, said, let us make man in our image. So we know that God already existed before anything was around. And he made everything exist out of nothing. And so, you know, people right now may be hearing about the eclipse coming up on Monday, and then how there's this, they're trying to find this God particle out in Switzerland, Geneva, Switzerland. It's called the CERN, C-E-R-N, and there's this, you know, accelerator trying to smash some particles to see if, like, how did the Big Bang, so to speak, happen? Well, in my humble opinion, they won't be able to find that, in the sense that how does that explain the creation of the world? Because God was always there, and he created things out of nothing. There wasn't a particle that pre-existed God, and then God said, you know, it came about. So essentially this begotten, the question you were just asking, is simply that Jesus always existed, and he took on flesh finally on Christmas when he was born in the year zero from our calendar.
Perfect. That makes so much perfect sense, because for God to become man in the form of Jesus and be here, and amen to that. And I think John, when he was saying was reading about that, he was trying to convince, because he had a group of followers, John did, and some of them had some of their own ideas, but his whole idea of was, if you love God, you can love his commandments, and that they're easy, they're not burdensome, because you want to please someone who's our God, and we worship and praise him, and it's not a burden. Some people look at the commandments like they're, in today's world, the worst things in the world. My gosh, how can you do this? But the first three were basically love God, and the next seven were how do we love others, or how do we treat others?
Amen.
And I think it was he kind of made it so basic, and that John was trying to teach the people, because some of them were kind of had their own agendas a little bit. And I thought things were just so smooth for the apostles, but in reading that, this reading really was trying to put things in spoken speech to the people of what this truly magnificent thing is. And that certainly we just with celebrating the Easter and the resurrection, Jesus, knowing, wow, it's God and man, and what an awesome God we have. And that's the same exact God who we're calling upon today, and we've called upon in prayer to be the healing Spirit to our listeners today, right?
Yes. Also, you know, in this, you know, when people may look up this, the definition of begotten, they may come across that if somebody was, you know, created. And so that was the whole point of using the word begotten, that God was not created. He was always there. No one created him. And Jesus, you know, God, the Trinity is is God, of course, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But mm-hmm. Jesus took on flesh. He didn't start to exist then on Christmas Day, you know, when he was born, or when he was conceived on the Annunciation, which, you know, we're going to celebrate that this Monday, mm-hmm. April 8th. So that's the fine point. I'm no theologian by any means, but this is what this layman can say as far as I understand it.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, and thank you for doing that, and hope it helps our listeners. I neglected to say, certainly for this day of prayer, we encourage our listeners to call the phone number to call in for any prayers or prayer requests is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906, or toll free 888-343-2484. The lines are open, and that's really what when this was started, this day of prayer, and Kathleen McCarthy's really been such a big proponent of always keeping it that first Friday of the month, and there's so many graces that we're open to do that and all like that. We've had a couple prayer requests, Anton, before, because Anton's calling in remotely, and with that, so he doesn't see the request, but we have first prayer request was for woman Elizabeth, who's got medical and financial concerns. I know, Anton, you want to lead a prayer for this one, for Elizabeth?
Sure. Now, just when I think about that name, I'm very biased on that name because my wife's name is Elizabeth. She goes by Liz.
Oh.
But, yes, but also, you know, for this, Elizabeth, well, thank you for calling in and asking for a prayer request. Just knowing about back in the Annunciation and the Visitation, you know, when the Blessed Mother was told by the angel Gabriel that she would be the mother of God, and she did accept, you know, and that's called the fiat. But then she was told this miracle about her cousin Elizabeth, and how Elizabeth, you know, even though she was older, she was 6 months of her pregnancy. So I'm trying to tie this together here, where, you know, this Elizabeth who's calling in and left the message, that I don't know her age, you know, I'm not thinking it's about a medical issue regarding conceiving or pregnancy, but it was a medical condition, is my point, that she had a medical condition that God intervened and had a miracle. And she was the proof to the Blessed Mother that after Gabriel had told the Blessed Mother and Blessed Mother rushed into the hill country, right? Mm-hmm. And went to go visit her cousin, who, you know, proclaimed that who am I, right, that the Blessed Mother would greet her. So let us ask, actually, Saint Elizabeth for help, because she would know what it means to have such a medical miracle and to have, you know, issues there with problems. But also we can ask St. Joseph's help for financial help as well, because, you know, St. Joseph, the worker he provided for his family. So we'll ask both, even though they're from different families, we'll ask St. Elizabeth and St. Joseph for help. St. Elizabeth and St. Joseph, we ask for your intercession, especially for Elizabeth, who called in for her medical issues and for her financial problems. We both put our confidence in your intercession to our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is our Savior who came into the world and was announced on this upcoming feast day over 2,000 years ago. And we ask you to give Elizabeth peace of mind and confidence that our Lord Jesus Christ will hear the request through you, St. Elizabeth and St. Joseph. In this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we have a woman, Penny, who has intense pain in her body. And there's also another fellow I mentioned, a friend of mine named Mike, who has terrible sciatic nerve pain, and he's had it for the last month, and it's really getting him. So basically for Penny and Mike and any of our listeners who are faced with any kind of chronic nerve pain, which that can really just be so unbearable and so difficult. So we pray for a healing. How's that?
If you want. Well, we'll pray for you. Thank you, Penny and Mike, for calling in. What comes to my mind when I hear about people like yourself suffering from pain, especially nerve pain, I think of Jesus Christ in the sense that when he was nailed on the cross, he was nailed in both his hands and his feet. And when he was nailed in his hands, the nails hit his nerves. And so that would actually radiate or go all the way up his arms and into his body. In fact, we have the name of that a painful disease. It's called RSD, reflex sympathetic dystrophy. And so people have that RSD, have extreme pain, but I ask you, both Penny and Mike, any of the nerve pain you have, just offer it with Jesus, and to say that whatever pain that you're enduring, that you're doing it for Jesus Christ. So let's ask his help right now, because he would know more than anyone, because he had those nerve pain every time he would move and breathe. So Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to give your special blessing and healing power and consolation to both Penny and Mike. For Penny with her nerve pain, and also with Mike with his sciatic pain. And you would also know, Lord Jesus Christ, the pain there in the back that Mike would be having from the sciatic pain, because you too carried the load on your back, the cross on your shoulders, and fell three times. And so you would also get whipped on your back, and you would know the pain that Mike is also enduring, and Penny as well. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to help them feel your comfort and the confidence that that you are with them, and you will help heal them and give them consolation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton. We also have there's prayers for another Mike who has ALS, and also if we can pray for any of the other listeners who have ALS, or the other name people know more familiar is that Lou Gehrig's disease, and really pray. I think most importantly, if we can give, we ask for they can have the gift of just a deep faith in Jesus, knowing they're never alone. And you know what, Anton, I'll lead this prayer. It's coming to me, and as I'm speaking, I'm thinking, well, let me. for you listeners, Anton and I have a great way. The Spirit just guides us, and we kind of know when to pass back and forth, it seems, and all like that. So, dear Lord Jesus, we pray for Mike and all those other listeners who have suffering from ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease or even Parkinson's. Lord, we pray that you will give them a deep sense of just understanding how close you are to them all the time, and that they're never alone. During the times where they have such difficulty breathing, or the times when it gets so depressing as they're losing the ability to walk, or the ability to even be in a wheelchair and then need to be bedridden. Lord, we pray that you'll just give them that peace. Just as you've always said, the apostles, you said, my peace I give you. We pray that they'll be open to receiving your peace. You always wish to give your peace, but Lord, we thank you for being there. We pray that their hearts will be open and to receive your peace and really know that they are not suffering alone, that you're there right with them, and they're never alone. And no matter what time, how hard it is, how much they're going to do that, we just pray that, Lord, that they'll be with you. And Lord, we praise you and thank you in advance for being with us. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Anton, I wasn't sure if you were still there. I heard a sound and the red light went on the line, so it's good you're there still. Let's go.
Oh, no, I'm here. Yeah, I just bumped the mic.
Oh, no. Okay. This is kind of interesting. We have prayers for Zach, a teenager who got hurt playing basketball. So I don't know how he got hurt, but somebody certainly called and asked to have prayers for Zach. You know, actually, we can cover Zach. So Zach got hurt playing basketball. And then there's calls for Rich and Steve for medical reasons. And then Robert for medical reasons. So we really have Zach, Rich, Steve, Robert, and really any of our listeners with medical issues, that Jesus is certainly can heal anything, anybody, anywhere when he wishes, and that's what the beauty of the prayer is, huh?
Well, what comes to mind here, I first want to thank Zach for calling, and Rick and Steve and Robert. Who comes to mind is St. Paul, that we should ask his help. Hmm. Why St. Paul? To me, St. Paul is a man's man. He was very athletic to the point where he actually mentions the Olympics in the Bible.
Hmm.
He talked about people running the race. Right, that he hopes to finish the race, whereas those in the Olympics, he doesn't use the word Olympics, but he says that they work so hard to get a crown of leaves and which withers away, whereas we're trying to win this crown, you know, just like Jesus had the cross before he got the crown. And so in the same way, also St. Paul talks about shadow boxing, that he used to do shadow boxing as well. But to me, these men that you all group together here, Zach, Rich, Steve, and Robert, are to look up to a man's man, St. Paul, who was the top student of the famous rabbi called Gamaliel, and also he was the great evangelist to all the Gentiles. And so he had the brains, the faith, and the strength that we can look up to. And this is what I ask you men, to look up to St. Paul and ask his help. And let's do that together. So if you're still on the phone or if you're listening on the radio, join with us now as we invoke St. Paul's intercession. Dear St. Paul, we know that you are a man's man and love the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. That even though you were suffering, that you almost died and when they threw stones on you, that you rose up rejoicing because you were suffering in the name of Jesus. And also that you too were wounded and asked the Lord three times to heal you. And yet the Lord said to you that his grace is sufficient. So we ask you though, St. Paul, you knowing what such pain is, to help Zach, Rich, Steve, and Robert. Zach for his injury from basketball, and Rick, Steve, and Robert for all their medical conditions as well. St. Paul, we know that you have endured so much by being thrown overboard and almost dying in the sea and being, you know, scourged and hurt for the Lord. And we ask you to help these men so they could also be a man's man as well. We thank you, St. Paul, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Repeat again to our listeners, you wish to call in for any prayers or intercessory prayer, number 610-527-2906. So it's 610-527-2906. I'd also like to take time right now to mention to our listeners, next Sunday, April 14th, is the annual Wake Up America dinner for the Innocine Catholic Radio. And it's really a great time to meet Kathleen McCarthy. Will be speaking, and she's just excellent, and she's got a great gift of storytelling and prayer. And Kathleen will share the message of the fire of Jesus Eucharistic heart and the message of God's merciful love. Plus, in addition, you can meet the broadcasters there. There's special auction. It's drawings for raffle prizes. It's one of the key fundraisers for the InnoSign Network, which is really so blessed by all your listeners who are contributing to it. If you want to register for the event, it's the event's next Sunday, 1:30 to 5:30 at the Malvern Retreat House, and you can register by going to the website InnoSign.com, InnoSign.com, to view the event flyer and registration form, and we hope you can attend and all like that. So thank you.
All right.
We have one I missed here in the bottom, Rich, who's got kidney stones. Are kidney stones, and Anton was has a big medical background, but kidney stones, are they from a uric acid building up and creating crystals, or is that I'm not sure what.
It's from oxalate stones is usually the from calcium combining with oxalate, and whereas with the uric acid that could be with gout.
Okay.
So kidney stones many times. So Rick, I'm no expert in this. You know, I practice anesthesiology, and you know, currently I help the disabled. But with kidney stones, many times making sure that you avoid foods such as things with purines, and believe it or not, things like just having some regular foods with just water, having a lot of water, you could actually eliminate that chance of getting kidney stones. So many times it's triggered by not drinking enough, not eating enough, and then having foods rich with what they call purines.
Hmm.
So let's go on here with the prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just on the side with kidney stones, that's actually one of the worst causing pains out there.
Hmm.
I remember having a patient that was both pregnant and had kidney stones.
Hmm.
And she already had a baby in the past. And she said, actually, the kidney stones were worse than giving birth.
Hmm.
And actually, that can be true. So if you ever have a kidney stone, they compare it to giving birth. And so, Rich, we feel for you when you feel this and the spasms in there. I've had it in the past as well, where I didn't take my own advice and I learned the hard way.
Hmm.
But we ask now for help for Rich. I don't know the patron saint offhand for kidney stones, but we know we can just ask. Let's ask, actually, Saint Mary Magdalene. Why? Because she was going to be stoned, right? Many times people think she's the woman in adultery. But if not, we can just ask Mary Magdalene's help, because she would know what it's like for people to be stoned, you know? And so these stones can hurt. I know this is a stretch as far as, asking her, but, you know, any time that you have any pains and suffering, you can just always ask a saint like Saint Joseph as well, or the Blessed Mother, because they're essentially the patron saints of anything that you can think of. So that's another one we can ask. We'll call upon St. Joseph, St. Blessed Mother, and Mary Magdalene. We ask all three of you saints to please help Rich in his dealing with these kidney stones. Help him to prevent having any more kidney stones, or to let it pass, or if he's going to have any kind of procedure, to have that procedure to be without any complications. We ask you, St. Joseph, and to help Rich and also to be strong to deal with the pain, and we ask the Blessed Mother and St. Mary Magdalene also to help give consolation and confidence that these sufferings that he may be enduring, that they are with him, and they will be able to ask our Lord for his help. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton, and we're going to have to take for your listeners a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Every experience God gives us, every person he puts in our lives, is the perfect preparation for a future only God can see. My name is Anne McGlone, and I am sharing this inspiration with you today during this powerful radio program, In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy. The Lord called Kathleen to prepare us for a future only God can see. This is a program and a radio network which captures, elevates, inspires, and catechizes the hearts of all who listen. Kathleen is preparing hearts through this ministry as she ministers in hospital rooms privately, global conferences, and personal prayer times with individuals who listen and perfect strangers in the street. The Lord is inviting you today to become a faithful listener, for He wants you to set your heart on fire through this radio network. Are you willing to listen in the silence of your heart? This is the question the Lord is asking you. God bless you.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air, no doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
Well, we are back. I'm Mike Altshuler along with Anton Raimondo. If I'm saying that correctly, Raimondo?
Raimondo.
Raimondo. Yeah, well, that was pretty close. Really, we're on once a month, the first Friday of the month, for the People's Day of Prayer. And this is really for you listeners. Really, we welcome your calls and your prayers, intercessory prayers for others. Or if you want to call in and just speak to us about and what's beautiful about this Catholic radio station is we are free to talk about Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. In today's world, we don't have to be about being, we don't have to worry about being politically correct in giving praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Mother Mary, and Saint Joseph, all the saints and all the angels. And what a blessing it is just to proclaim it. I'm kind of getting excited just to be having the, I feel like I'm doing the Easter Hallelujah right now, but it's a joyful time, and we are blessed to have so much help from above for us poor humans to get through our daily lives. And that's what a beautiful thing is, to be able to talk about it on the radio waves, isn't it, Anton?
It is. You know, on the break, I just wanted to add that, you know, I looked up the patron saint for kidney disease or kidney stones, and they have a couple that it would be Saint Benedict and Saint Marina. And Saint Benedict is the one we got the Saint Benedict's medal, and I don't know much about Saint Marina. Mm-hmm. But also, I did want to say, as far as these kidney stones, to what I looked up, there was a list of different causes. And so they even mentioned that if a person has a lot of spinach, is probably the number one cause of the oxalate stones. But yet you can, Mike, when you did mention your kidney stones, that does happen. But it's also, what I mentioned was, it also causes gout as well.
Mm.
But So essentially the caller who had rich, you know, just to watch out to see what you're eating. If you have miso soup or baked potatoes, the skin of that, cocoa powder, French fries, raspberries, sweet potatoes. These are some on the list that can cause the kidney stones.
Hmm.
It's really surprising, yeah.
Well, Anton,
and then if the stones are made from, you know, calcium phosphate, they talk about, you know, eating certain proteins, you know, eggs and seafood and certain kinds of meat. But yeah, there's different causes of it, and you know, you can look that up easily on the internet.
Man, well, thank you, Anton. You are a wealth of information, that's for sure, and I'm sure our listeners.
Well, the internet's a wealth. So I just looked it up there to make sure I'm saying the right things.
We also had today some of our listeners felt that earthquake today, which is a little unusual. Where I was in Chester County, I didn't feel anything. I was standing outside, but I don't know, Anton, if you felt it at all.
Oh, yes, for sure. I know how earthquakes are. I'm very familiar with it. I grew up in California, in San Francisco area in Southern. And so when it was happening, I knew it right away was an earthquake. Sometimes we have helicopters flying over our home going to the hospital, and it would cause a rumble. But this one didn't sound like a helicopter because it kept rumbling. You know, it didn't pass over our roof. It just kept rumbling and moving the house. And so, yes, I felt it pretty strong here. It appeared here in New Jersey and supposedly also in Maine. I have an app that alerts me to the various earthquakes. Yeah. Oh, and here I know who the patron saint is actually for earthquakes because I grew up in San Francisco. And this might be interesting for your listeners. It's named Saint Immedius. Yeah, and so it sounds like immediate, you know, like something very immediate, but his name is Saint Immedius, and that's the patron saint of earthquakes.
Well, God is always speaking to us in different ways, and I don't remember if I ever told you we will get back to prayer, folks, but we're kind of, it's always good to share stories. But this is when I was in Medjugorje, maybe 10 years ago, and I used to like to leave early in the morning, the hotel at like 4:30 in the morning, and walk up to the top of Mount Krizovec, and on top of that is this huge concrete cross that in 1933 the townspeople constructed to celebrate 1900 years since the birth of Christ. So I was speaking to some women that night before after dinner, and I was telling them, I'd like to go up there, walk up to the top of the mountain by the cross, and then look over, and watch the sun rise, and you could see it rise on the village of Medjugorje all below. You could just see for miles and miles and miles. And it was just, you really felt like you were close to God. I guess you really were, because you're higher up. So I said, we'd like to come with you. And I didn't think they would probably come, but I said, okay, we'll meet at the front door at 4:30 in the morning, and we're going to leave because it'll take us about an hour and a half to get up top there, and then the sun will rise. And so we got up to the top, and it was still kind of dark, but the sun was starting to rise, and we got up to the top to the cross, and then we went off to there's a side area that kind of was really nice when looking over at the valley and the town. It's just beautiful. So when we got there, I said, now, what I'd like you to do is go find a rock to sit on and just listen to God speak to you. So I said that, and they all walked, you know, they were gone about 3 minutes. And then I just felt the ground shaking under me, and I said, wow, this is strange. This must be an earthquake. So they all came running to me right away. They go, Mike, did you feel that? Did you hear that? I go, look, I told you to go to your places, listen to God speaking. He's speaking to you, and go back to where you were. I literally said that. It was out of nowhere. And they're like in shock. And then they went back to where they were. Then we were on the way down. They're going, how did you know that was going to happen? I said, I didn't. But I said, listen to God, and who knows? That could have been him speaking to you. So you never know, some of our listeners, if where you were today or what you're thinking about, perhaps it's a way of God speaking to you. But that was a little bit too much of a coincidence at the top of Mount Krizovec in Medjugorje, and I always remember that story. It was kind of interesting. Yeah, God speaks, and because some of the women I've emailed before, and they to this day, they live in three different countries in Europe, and they all said they'll never forget that moment, and God spoke to them. And I think that's part of, with us, with listening and in prayer, God's always trying to speak to us. It won't always be an earthquake, or it might be just a slight nudge or a whisper, but when we're keeping our eyes and our ears of our heart open to the Lord, great things can happen. That's what we're talking about today, listeners, with Anton and myself. We're just intercessors of prayer through the Father, Son, Holy Spirit for healing, and God wishes to heal His people, you, His people, because He just simply loves us all, and He loves you. The least worthy listener that's listening feels that way. He loves you probably more than anyone today, and I think that's really important to do that. And now that I kind of went on that little spiel, Anton, if you don't mind, I'm going to say a little prayer for our listeners that are feeling kind of somehow this depression and all like that, or that they're not important and all like that. And then you jump in whenever I'm finished. But dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our Lord and God. We thank you for sending your Spirit really to prompt us to really pray for the intercession for any of our listeners who just are going through depression or don't feel worthy that they could even be loved, or they've committed sins that they feel that can never be forgiven. Lord, we pray that your light can shine on them and overcome the darkness of their soul. Lord, you were raised from the dead. You are light. You are life. Lord, we pray that Your Spirit will touch any of our listeners now who really don't feel worthy or going through depression or really in a dark place. Lord, we pray that You will right now touch their hearts so that they may feel Your infinite love, that they may feel Your compassion, that they may feel the importance they are to You as their God and Savior. And Lord, we thank You for prompting us to pray for those ones, specifically those persons who this prayer is touching right now. Lord, You know who they are. It's not important that we know who they are, but the key is Your will be done, and we thank You for the healing You created for those listeners who needed this intercession today. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
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 Yes, a beautiful prayer there. You know, I like that part about how we may not know their names, but God does. And so even though people may not say it out loud, God can read your heart, and He knows what you're feeling. And so any of your listeners out there, you may be a little bit shy or scared to call in, or you may not even want to tell anybody, your spouse or your children, of what you're suffering from, but the Lord knows your mind and heart, and He can read your mind and read your heart and will answer your prayers. Think about that. Remember that lady, Mike, in the Gospels where she was bleeding a lot and she dared to touch Jesus as He was winding His way through a crowd, right?
Yeah.
And then she actually put her hand on the inside of His cloak to touch something there, a tassel. And then when Jesus felt the power come from Him, and then He spun around and said, "Who touched me?" Remember, the St. Peter was like saying, "What do you mean, who touched you? Everybody's like bumping into you. What do you mean, who's touching you? It's like everybody's touching you here." So, but Jesus said, no, you know, I felt the power come from me. And then the lady, you know, confessed that, yeah, it was her.
So. I'm glad you mentioned that, because the key is there's really no coincidences or God instances, and some of the listeners might have just turned on the radio or listening on the internet, and the prayer was certainly inspired by the Holy Spirit, and it was really for you. And you might think this is a coincidence, or it wasn't, but know that it's great Anton mentioned that. You're just like the woman who had the hemorrhaging and just touched His tassel. Just by joining the prayer and hoping that you could be healed of this darkness, of this pain, of this unworthiness, that's for you. And that was not a coincidence. It's a God incident. And we thank God because we know he works different ways. And sometimes with our human egos, we'd like to know who got healed, who didn't. But that's not important, as Anton said. The key is that this radio ministry is a vessel that allows the mercy and grace of God to go through the air or through the internet or now it's on FaceTime Live in his sign Catholic Radio. You can look up the show to do it. But the beauty of it is that it's another way to transform God's grace and miracles. And just like touching the tassel, it's that the Spirit over the waves of the radio or the internet, however that works, can touch each and every one of you listeners for that special thing. So what is it that God's calling your heart now? What is it that your deepest prayer, your deepest desire, what is it that you need to pray and help for? And, you know, some of your listeners can call in and have a prayer request, or just at the very beginning part of it, it's accepting the part about saying, Lord, I need your help. Can you, whatever you're asking for, do that? And that's the key step where Jesus a lot many times asks, what is it that you want? You know, it's for each one of you listeners. Isn't that right, Anton? Yeah.
It is. Also, you know, that story that I mentioned actually is proof that we Catholics, when we have a relic and we touch it, that we can, you know, be healed from it. And so here's biblical evidence of relics. I mean, here Jesus was alive, of course, but then we have those examples in Scripture where even the shadow of the apostles hit people, you know, healed people, or with the bones of was that Elijah that, you know, if the you know, the dead man was able to be healed, you know, and then also what about the handkerchief of St. Paul? So these are different examples of relics that can be used, and it's biblical. It's not some superstitious thing that we as Catholics do. It's based in Scripture.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Anton, as we're speaking and talking, it just came to me that perhaps we could have some prayers for any of our listeners who are going through marital problems, family problems. Particularly, it's coming to me, marital problems. And especially, it can be really even sadder during a joyous holiday like Easter. And I think for they're sure there's listeners that are going through these marital difficulties or relationship difficulties, and it's real sadness and hope, and we go for there. Perhaps we can pray for them, Anton.
Sure. Well, I'm just thinking of different couples, and one that is a family that of saints. That would be, you know, Saint Therese, her mom and dad, Zelie and Martin, Zelie and Louis Martin. This is one of the, I think it's maybe the only family where it's father, son, mother and father and daughter, and I think they're having other children too that are up for the cause of sainthood. But we can ask Saint Zelie and Saint Louis Martin, and of course Saint Therese. We ask your help to help all those married couples, those who are separated, those who are estranged, those who are not on speaking terms, those who are divorced. We ask you, Saint Martin and Saint Louis and Saint Zelie and Saint Therese, to please help these couples get back together, or at least, at the very least, to forgive one another of hurting each other, and in various ways, whether that's with words or with their actions, or even in their thoughts. And we ask this through Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. That's a great, I think that there are so many, as Catholics who certainly believe in all these saints, it's really a blessing to have the opportunity to call on them for their intercession. And, they really, I would suggest to our listeners that certainly after if you're get a quiet time in church or before the Blessed Sacrament or after you take the Eucharist to really pray and even intercede for some of these saints and just be open, because I think there's a spiritual window that certainly they have a special spiritual window to those souls who are open to listening, and whether it's a grace or gift that souls have or people have or whatever, but I just kind of know from experience that they're always they'll intercede and speak to each of us in a personal way to get us through that whatever it would be we need that day. And I think it's open. I think it's pleasing to the saints that when they have souls that are praying for their intercession and understand that, you know, this spiritual connection really works. It's the same spirit that Jesus proved it and showed that he could raise from the dead and is an everlasting life. And he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And these saints have been there and they're in this... and. We truly believe they're in heaven, and I think God gives them the graces to be able to intercede. And there have been so many. Usually there's, what, three confirmed miracles after the person has died to become a saint? You okay there?
I'm sorry. I thought I put it on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. So what I'd like the listeners to do, if it's okay, right now is I'm going to say a prayer and pray. We'll pray that perhaps you may, a saint can come to mind, or Jesus or Mary or Holy Spirit or Saint Joseph to do that. And just as a one to call on that saint for some intercession. So, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are and providing your spirit to inspire us in your ways. Lord, we pray right now for all of our listeners. Whoever can hear our voices or will hear them from the recording, we pray, Lord, at this moment that somehow the spiritual blocks that are up with them, that they'll kind of be opened, and they'll be open to any kind of spiritual promptings or even a thought about a certain saint, and perhaps they can study more about that saint in their lives. But just to know that you have given us so many graces. There's so many saints to intercede for us. And besides yourself, Lord, your Mother Mary, St. Joseph, St. Peter, but there's just so many. And Lord, we really call on those saints to touch each person listening in a special way. But I encourage your listeners to take some time, quiet time, and just pray and be open to being in awareness that you're not alone, and we have help from heaven. And these saints, I think they just are just so pleased to be able to be called upon and be able to communicate in that little spiritual realm. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well.
Sorry about the coughing. I thought I had put it on mute.
No, that's okay. That's all right. So that's one of those things, Anton. I'm not sure where I do know where that prayer came from. It came from inspiration from the Holy Spirit. But I know, and some of the listeners, I've said before that I know this morning, it's funny you mentioned with Therese, but this morning after communion, I had a message from Saint Therese. I call her Saint Teresa. I guess it's the same thing. And it just surprises me that these things happen many times, but the key is I don't think I'm the only one on the planet Earth that receives these, and it's a matter of being open and being aware that these they are. But I just can always feel their presence, and it's just a little word here or there. But the point is, we are really blessed, and I think the Lord wishes to bless us with as many blessings as He can. But with faith is certainly spirit, and we are really people of the spirit in the flesh. We're in the flesh, but the spiritual world is really the world we're seeking, and that's because that's for eternity. So your listeners, hopefully we're giving you a little bit of thoughts to think. I don't know if you call it thinking outside of the box, but to don't limit the all the gifts and graces that our Lord wishes for us to be done with, especially an intercession from our guardian angel, the saints, and that.
Yes, great. It's great that you mentioned that.
Now we have, so I might not get a caller today, but we have about 4 minutes to go. But the phone number for anybody want to call in is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. And
I was just looking up that about Elisha's bones. I think I said Ezekiel by mistake, but I meant Elisha, his bones resurrected. A dead man. And the other thing about with that when that person that touched the lady who was bleeding for 12 years and touched our Lord's cloak. I remember hearing a talk from Roy Shoman. He's a Jewish convert, and he said that on the inner side of Rabbi cloaks is a miraculous thread, and so that's why she reached in towards the inner lining of the cloak. Hmm. Even though it says the tassel of the cloak is actually on the inner side of the cloak, not on the outer side. Because it has miraculous cures associated with it. And as far as I understand it, when the rabbi was in the Holy of Holies, they would have a rope there tied to his leg or ankle that would come out all the way from outside the Holy of Holies so people can have access to that rope in case there was an emergency. Because if you remember, Zechariah, how he saw, he was struck mute by the angel mm-hmm. because he didn't believe that his wife was going to, was conceived. And so he was struck mute and couldn't speak. Well, that's part of the reason why they have a rope there now, because, not now, but back then, so they can, if in case of emergency, somebody, let's say, faints or falls down or dies, they can pull them out from the Holy of Holies. But anyway, that during that when the priest was in there, if I remember right, the thread or the would miraculously change color year after year after year after year. And I don't know if it was during Passover or what have you, but after Jesus, died on the cross and he was the high priest, he's God, of course, that since he fulfilled the prophecies of being the Messiah, that no longer happened anymore after, the temple was destroyed and, there's the earthquake and all that.
Gotcha.
It happened only up until Jesus was around. Then it stopped.
Wow. Well, Anton, you never cease to amaze me with some different tidbits of information. That's kind of interesting. I never really would have considered that and known that, but wanted to do that. But I wanted to thank you for once again joining me in prayer, and thank all of our listeners for listening. And if one thing helped you to get closer in your relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you were healed today, hallelujah. Right, Anton? That's what Amen. This is, yeah. is about, to do that. And we'll have a quick ending prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of Anton joining me in prayer, and thank you for everyone here at Inside Network today. We pray that this Easter blessing will continue to be extended over the next 50 days to all our listeners. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.